The Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M, Bridge and Spider now with Flan. We just heard some interesting information that Spider found out about the birds and the bees from his sister, essentially.
No, hang on.
That doesn't matter.
She taught you about the birds and the bees.
If you want to hear the full story, you can get on the podcast.
You got a cup of sweet for the moment.
But how did you learn, Bridge? How did you learn?
Yeah.
Well, I learnt from the sexual education class at school. From nuns. That's right.
Nuns taught me.
Sister Assumpta.
Who? Huh?
Sister Assumpta.
Assumpta?
Yeah, Sister Assumpta. Mm-hmm. And she was very little and she was about 80. Oh. And she would get up and she would point at the, you know, with a chalk on the board and go, I don't know, it's a ram. And it's got ears and a horn and a... I go, Sister Assumpta, let me tell you. No.
Bridgie, isn't it a bit like... Yeah, go, please.
Oh, I just think it's weird. It would be like me teaching phys ed. You know what I mean? I'm not fit. Or me being coaching AFL. I know nothing about it.
Yes.
Like with nuns.
It's like getting my plumber to wire the house up.
I mean, how do they even score me on it? You know, like how are they even rating the if I know
Did you
or
pass?
Not? Well, I don't know because they don't even know what they're scoring. Yeah. So I just found it all a bit weird.
Yeah, after you finish the chat, do you feel like the nuns knew a bit more?
Yeah.
1-300-925-666 if you've got a story for us. Our best one today, going to score a 60-minute relaxation massage as well, in case it triggers you that much. Not a spa, not a clinic, but something amazing in between. Retreat massage and wellness. Just in Southport there. And Jane, how did it happen for you?
Well, we had at primary school, we had a film night, mother, daughter, or father, son on different nights.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Well, we went to the film night and then the parents were supplied with a book. But I remember coming out of the film night telling my mother, because the film was all about rabbits. Wasn't people, it was rabbits. And I remember telling my mother that I wasn't going to have any babies because I didn't want any rabbits.
Peter Rabbit.
So then I was reading the book and I used to sit out in the front yard and I'd read the book with the dogs and watch the world go by. But the two boys from next door would come over and play with me quite often. So my mum suggested that it probably wasn't the right book to be reading out the front with the boys.
That's a very good bit of advice.
It was all very confusing, wasn't it, back in the day?
It was. So I think I read the book in the backyard and in the end I did have a pet rabbit after all.
You had a pet rabbit?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, sorry.
Adam in Coomera, do we want to know, how did you learn about the birds and the bees?
I just didn't knock before I went into mum and dad's room.
Oh, Adam.
Wow.
Oh, you can never unsee that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were playing leapfrog and didn't really speak about it until about 4 years later. That's when I got the talk.
Adam, do you ever watch the show Modern Family?
No.
There's a very similar incident in that show, and the boy walks in on mum and dad and he goes to tell his sisters and he said, I just walked in on mum and dad and I don't know what they are up to, but it looked like dad was winning.
Oh, wow. Adam, I'm sorry. That can't be good.
Bridge and Spider, now with Flan. On 92.5 Triple M.